Mark?
I have just a practical question for Alan, and that is, I know in the ECOG trial you continued the bevacizumab until progression. How important do you think that is? Bevacizumab is not known to have single-agent activity in this disease. Is it principally augmenting the effect of chemotherapy? Is there clear benefit afterwards? Or what's your feeling? I know we have no data, but what's your sense about that?
So I love these types of questions because I can't be wrong. But in the phase 2 study, there were, in fact, no responders in the second-line setting. However, the median survival for that group was about a year, suggesting that there may be something related beyond the chemotherapy. And the interesting fact, I think, is 5 or 6 years ago when the angiogenesis story really hit with those 4 mice from Judah Folkman, what we really were thinking of, what we said at the time was, there's no way that anti-angiogenesis could affect an established tumor, that the effect had to be on the micrometastatic setting or small tumors keeping them from getting bigger. Then all of a sudden, when we actually, as often happens in oncology, what we saw in the laboratory didn't translate at all to what we saw in people. And you see response rates that were higher across the board with chemotherapy bevacizumab studies. And so then the data, the experiments with Rakesh Jain and the clinical work with Ouellette suggested that there was this pruning and improvement in interstitial tumor pressures and better chemo delivery, and so it's all that effect with chemotherapies. And somehow we got lost and forgot about the other aspects. So I think it's both, and I would continue it, and that's my bias.
Roy? The fact that we don't really have an answer on the maintenance question, it would be nice if that were tested, but I don't think it ever will be. But how is the drug really working? Is it working to enhance chemotherapy? That's one thought, to increase drug delivery, probably. Is it working directly on tumor cells? There are data now that tumor cells have VEGF receptor. And then is it working in the maintenance setting to suppress angiogenesis and endothelial and tumor cells both? So we really don't know. I think it speaks as we have many more compounds coming down the pike that we do need to do some more mechanistic studies.